Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, June the 9th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in again. We were just talking about tuning into radio stations. Well, you're tuning in from all over the globe to the big call. So glad you're here. Let's do this. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another enthralling teaching, if that's a word, enthralling teaching from God's Word. Well, we made it one anyway. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day, for the season that we're in, for everything that we have so far as a blessing to prepare us for what is about to come. Thank you for bringing everything to a conclusion, to fruition, bringing all of these puzzle pieces together to build a beautiful picture for us to see and to be a part of. Thank you for all that you've done to bring us to this point and what will take us all the way through to the promised land. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Sue, special time, Tuesday night, time for the teaching. So thank you for finding this and bringing this to us tonight.
You're welcome, Bruce. So tonight, we have two very appropriate teachings, and I hope everyone enjoys them. And remember, this is a time to just let yourself rest and discern what the teachings speak to your entire being. And this first one is called Overcoming Hurdles. I've directed you in the way of wisdom. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded. Proverbs 4:11-12. Have you ever considered that God has allowed the obstacles in your life for a purpose? This is not to imply that the Lord has caused trouble for you or set you up to fail. Rather, God permits hurdles on your path as an opportunity for you to trust more. God wants you to see the full picture and will get you where he wants you to be despite challenges along the way. After all, there are no hindrances that are a match for the wisdom and power of God in you. Therefore, in order to overcome those barriers, you must look at the Lord who sets the path for you. God will either remove the obstacles, show you how to go through them, or empower you to surmount them. So do not be discouraged. Often the people who face the greatest barriers in life outdistance those who are unchallenged. They do so by clinging to what God's promises are, walking in the center of God's purpose, and trusting for triumph. Take heart and trust God. It's not only the most exciting way to live, it's the only way to live. Jesus, these challenges are no match for who I am in you. I trust you to lead me. Here's the next one. Character worth trusting. Do not fear them, for the Lord your God is the one fighting for you. Think about that for a second. Deuteronomy 3:22. When things are going our way, trusting God is easy. But when overwhelming battles, painful trials, unmet needs, or lost hopes assail us, we may be tempted to ask, can we still trust? We may question why a caring God would allow sorrow and difficulty to touch his children's lives. We may even doubt whether God is willing to do anything about our circumstances. But God assured his people, call upon me in the day of trouble. I shall rescue you. Psalm 50:15. Can we truly rely on God to do that? At such times, it's necessary to recognize God's character, to understand that God is not only able, but also willing to fulfill every promise in Scripture. Jesus, help me to know you better so I can trust you more. And that is something I think we've all been formed in during this period, and that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Well said, definitely. Two good teachings merged into one, like double mint gum. Yeah, you know what? That was really good. It was a nice merger of those two concepts, because I do love the concept of trusting God and trusting Him to take you through an obstacle, over an obstacle, or even eliminate, in some cases, eliminate the obstacle that's in our path. And that does happen. He will do all of those things. And sometimes there are things put in our way that God allows in our path so that we can grow by going through it. It's like going through the valley of the shadow of death, but we'll fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff are with me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the way, all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But you got to get through that valley first before you get to the promised land, before you get to eternity with God. So, yeah, this is all here. It's all a test. This is all a test of our faith. And our faith, remember the same word, trust, faith, and belief is the same word in the Hebrew. So when we say trust, we mean by faith. You know, that's what it is. Trust seems stronger and harder than just belief or faith, but it comes from the same word. So we take that and know that it is our responsibility to trust God and to see that He has a purpose in everything that we're going through. And I'm trying to think of the second part of the teaching, Sue, dealing with what was the second
unmet
part
needs.
Dealing with it?
Unmet needs, painful trials, lost hopes.
Okay.
Call me on your day, time of trouble. Go ahead.
Exactly. That's good. So I think, again, that's related very closely to faith. And you got to realize that Jesus said you have not because you ask not. In other words, heretofore you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and your joy, ask that you might receive, that your joy may be full. So we have to ask for things. Doesn't mean we continually ask, God, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me. We don't want to do that, but God, if we want to have something, we can ask God for it. And if it's right, He'll answer us with a yes. He could answer us with a not yet, like in the case of this RV. Okay, we've asked, we've prayed for it. We know it's coming. We don't know exactly when, but we know that it's not yet. Doesn't mean no, it just means not yet. And I think that we've all grown through that in our own lives. We've had some no's, we've had some yeses, and we've had a lot of not yets. And that's where we are right now. So we put our faith in God. We trust that we're on the right path to get what His blessing will reveal to us, and we just persevere. Literally one foot in front of the other as we walk out this process, getting to the finish line. You know, we're like real close on this marathon. We're probably, a quarter mile away, maybe not even that far. from the finish line. But we're not going to throw in the towel and collapse and faint now. No, we're going to push and persevere to the end. We don't have to sprint. We can just literally take this race and finish it all the way to the very finish line. And God will reward those that are diligently seeking him. And that's what we're doing. Sue, I like this teaching. I thought it was very good. And I like anything to do with faith and the fact that, you know, God wants us to use the very measure of faith that he's given us. Our whole lives with God right now in the dispensation of grace that we're in as the church, as the body of Christ, you know, we're in that dispensation, that time frame of the church body of Christ, you know, and as such, you know, he wants us to utilize that faith and believe for everything that we are expecting. You know, we have to believe in the gospel. We have to believe that Jesus not only existed, but that he died on the cross, he was buried and resurrected to newness of life. And once we believe all of that, and we say that with our mouth, we say it out loud, you know, that's what he wants from us. That's the faith that he wants us to utilize. And then everything else beyond that is trusting God, getting the right plan. And if you're not sure of your plan, pray that God will reveal his plan to you. What is it that you would like for me to do? He'll let you know. Still small voice of the Holy Spirit will let you know that. So thank you for that teaching, Sue. I got a lot out of it. And I appreciate the combination of those two teachings into one. Bob, thank you, Sue. Bob, what about you on this teaching? How did you see this teaching, and what would you tell us about that?
Well, I pretty much just agree with what you said, Bruce. So, I don't know what else to say, but I'll try. But I really like what the teaching said and what you emphasize, Bruce, which is faith. So if I think of overcoming something, the very first thing I think of is faith, and faith in the fact that we have the power of the whole kingdom, and so there's no need to be afraid or doubtful. And right. When people see an obstacle, quite often they doubt they can overcome it, so they avoid it. And many times it gets worse over time. And so focusing on that cornerstone of faith can change the whole game right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that can be very helpful is this simple act of reframing. And rather than, you know, have a wine and cheese party where you sit around wine and say, oh, geez, you can instead.
I'd never heard that one, Bob, before. Thanks.
Yeah, but, you know, instead, it can have an attitude that's completely the opposite, which is, okay, here's this obstacle I need to overcome, and I will overcome it. And it will allow me to expand. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give thanks for this obstacle because I know, you know, as was, you know, taught in the book, The Act of Will, that everybody has a comfort level. And until you step outside that area of comfort, your circle of comfort won't grow. And you can be trapped in a circle of comfort and never move outside to accept a challenge outside of there. And this, you know, and effort and challenge is proven in the scientific research to be the most important thing for people's long-term success. And when they look at students who seem to have you know, intellectual talent when they're young, and they are constantly praised for being so smart. They come home with, you know, straight A's in second grade, and, you know, mom and dad are like, oh, you're such a smart, you know, little boy. You're so smart. And then that happens year after year, and over time it can lead to apathy in the child. Well, I'm so smart, I don't have to try, I don't have to study. Mm-hmm. Whereas the child gets praised for effort, even if at the beginning they're not getting as good of grades, when they're praised for their effort, when you get to the senior year, the child praised for effort is ahead of the child with the most intellectual talent. And it's proven to be a very valuable thing to have to put in effort to overcome. And also, you know, you have to take action. But it has to be action with intent, and you have to start with your intent. And this is where you ask for help. You know, God, this is my intent. This is what I intend to do. Here's an obstacle to overcome. I intend to go around it and find out a way to go around it, or I'm going to jump over it, or I'm going to go right at it and figure out how to dissolve it. And whatever that intent is where you can ask for help. And it's not always going to be, you know, it's not always going to be granted immediately. People have to be patient. And if you look at, you know, one of the stories of John Assaroff, who was at a brand new house he had just bought, he was sitting with his 5-year-old son, and they were unpacking boxes. And one of the boxes they unpacked had a vision board on a big piece of cardboard with lots of pictures pasted on it. And the little boy asked his dad, Dad, what's this? And he said, it's a vision board. You have things that you have an intent to accomplish, and you put a picture of it on the board. And it was at that point that he realized he was sitting in the house that was the house on the vision, on the picture, on the vision board.
That's great.
The exact same house. Not one that looked like it. It was the house that he had a picture of out of a magazine years before and posted on that vision board. And there he was sitting in the living room when he discovered that he actually bought the house on his vision board. But
that's amazing. That's so cool.
But it happened years later, and that's a, you know, that was faith that was proclaimed years before, many years later of action with intent led to that incredible coincidence.
That's great.
It's just the way that it goes, and there's no sense, you know, in being afraid of overcoming our obstacles, because you'll miss out on one of the most important aspects of life, which is growth that occurs.
Yes.
Because of your faith.
That's it. Exactly. Exactly the word I was thinking about. Growth. Bob, thank you. That's really well said. I love this story, too, about what a teaching that is in and of itself. You know, to have the vision board, to have the same picture of that exact house that they were in and moved into and unpacking. What a story. What a great, great concept for the boy or the little child that was there with the parent. It's really cool. I love that. Sue, did you get straight A's in school?
I love to do these funny little personal questions. I didn't get straight A's. I was like, I don't want to say it. It's not about that kind of thing. But I did well in school. Let's put it that way.
I think you were straight A's most of the time, and probably a few B's.
I was wholehearted and diligent, and most importantly, related to this teaching.
Yes.
You know, it's about being curious.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this teaching, you know, it's daring to ask the questions some people don't want to ask, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's been the big lesson of my life. So, you know, you were talking, Bruce, and I really liked what you said. When we're facing a challenge, and what Bob said too, when we're facing something that looks like an obstacle, and it's there, and especially going forward from, you know, the context of what we're living through, you know, a lot of this was written before the age of AI, before the RV. I mean, it's amazing. We really put the whole, it's called sense making, the whole new context in all of it. And because we're moving into an era of conscious competence, it's going to be up to us to say, what is this mirror? What you're seeing in your life right now is a mirror of what's inside of you. So, you know, projecting God outside of you, it's the mirror is, I'm so close to you. What are you seeing? Are you seeing that I'm right there with you? Are you seeing that I'm showing you that you're not this limitation? Or is that what you're choosing? Because that's what I believe in you. It's not your circumstances. It's not your health. It's not your body. How are you reacting to everything that you're saying? Are you believing that you're infinite and the kingdom of God is within you? Is that what you're seeing? Is that the, are those the eyes that you're looking through? See, I think we're going to be witnessing how people see what's inside of them. Do they think that they can be creating while the RV is going along? And creating, it's interesting to me, some people just aren't creating anything. And that's where you really get stuck. They're not generative. They're talking about things, but they're not creating anything. And that's the effort piece that Bob was talking about. The creating is, and this is from one of the Nag Hammadi scriptures, you know, if you don't bring out what's inside of you, it will kill you. Literally, if you're not flowing God's creativity and that will that Bob was talking about, it literally will kill you because it'll become stagnant. And it'll become stagnant with the energy of everybody else's beliefs, the norms. I mean, that's what we're living through. Everybody on this call has moved beyond the normative thinking. That's radical in itself. It's going to go deeper. It's going to be more whatever. But the thinking is to take what Christ said and, you know, these things and greater, and realize that that's your mission. Are you believing in what I said to you? Or are you cluttering it? Are you living from that place? Or are you cluttering it with a lot of thought that just kind of gets in the way? So you can't hear the pure stream of God and listen and move from that place. And that's where the second teaching about character worth trusting. You have to really move past the way you've been indoctrinated in the ways of the world, how your thoughts can get in the way, and how you need to quiet yourself, listen for the deepest truth, and move for what Christ is calling forward from you. And then it's not that complicated because it's right there. It always has been right there. But it's been layered over by what other people think, by society, by making yourself wrong, all these things that aren't the real you. So those are my thoughts.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Thanks for that, yeah. Finding that teaching. And I think it comes down to relationship. You know, it comes down to the relationship that you have with God. And yeah. If you have God and you feel like, you know, you're as close as a mirror, but looking at God and seeing him and he's seeing you like you suggested, Sue, it depends on that relationship.
Yes, it does.
That's what it comes to. So thank you for that very much. And thank you, Bob. I really enjoyed both of your comments on that teaching. So let's move right into prayer and praise. And let's see, have we heard anything from Pastor Scott?
No. Have you?
Okay. Negative. No. And he does have my phone number and has called me.
Okay, so why can't you look up his phone number and find it on your phone?
I don't have it. I didn't capture it. I didn't capture the number. So
you don't have somebody that could look, scroll through and see? Because it's on your phone. But you don't delete it, do you?
I don't think I've got anything that goes that far back.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, let's move beyond. What do we have that came in the way of prayer and praise, Sue?
Sure. Please see the attach from Michael Schrag. Oh, boy. Oh, I can't read the attach. So let's see. He's struggling with two hernias, inguinal and femoral. He's a great theologian and minister that posts daily. Please say a prayer for Michael as he starts his healing process at MD Anderson. I believe it is in Texas or Louisiana.
It's in Dallas.
And this is from. Why don't you pray for Michael Sprague, Bruce?
What was his last name, Sue?
Sprague.
Craig.
Michael Sprague.
Sprague. Sprague.
Yep.
Yeah, Sprague. Michael Sprague. Okay. The only Sprague I know is Howard Sprague from Andy and Mayberry. All right, Michael Sprague. Pastor Michael, we're speaking healing to your body as you enter MD Anderson, which I think is in Dallas, in that Dallas area. Lord God, whatever he has, you know what it is. You know how to fight it. You know how to heal him. Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer. We speak healing to your body right now, Pastor Sprague, that you would be completely restored, healed, and moved out of MD Anderson as soon as possible. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Sue.
And I just got a text from a friend, Bob, and we're both going, not a lot of people know who John Raff is, Bob, I don't think, on the call. But they know, and they've been to his house. Let me see. Thank you, friends. Let's see. Where am I? And here we go. Virginia. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Psalm 106:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 107:1. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems men face. Ronald Reagan. If we ever forget there were one nation under God, then we will be one nation gone under. Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for all the wonderful leaders and listeners, their health, their finances, and well-being. For Pastor Scott, we hear from him today, praying for his health, his family, and his well-being. RV blessing, R&R, tariffs, Doge, debt forgiveness, phones, and bank perks. May the negotiations go well with Iran, and may the conflict end very soon. World peace. We pray we get the RV 800 number very soon and be great stewards with this special blessing and the med beds rolling out for all the 4B ZIM holders ASAP, praying this is the week. Wishing everyone a blessed week, we pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Oh, that's good. That's a good, you covered everything, Jeannie. Thank you for that. And thank you for mentioning Pastor Scott as well. Yep. All I can say is I'm going to cover everything that you mentioned, Jeannie, as far as the intel goes in my segment. And I appreciate that. So I've got a little bit of everything tonight to give you guys. Thank you, Sue, for that and for reading Jeannie's information, too. Sue, what do you think you're going to tell us tonight? Is there anything, I know you like to think of things that are new. You're very curious. Mm-hmm. You've been curious since you were a little girl, teaching about fish at the age of 7 in your own garage.
Yeah.
And I love that story.
An explorer's and a scientist and a little bit of an artist's heart, like a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And tonight we're going to talk about something that I'm really pretty excited about, and it's really field intelligence, and I think it may be surprising. It's gonna be a light bulb moment for a lot of people.
Okay.
So, as you know, we finished our 241st class. It's last Friday. It feels like it was 2 weeks ago. It's weird. It really feels like 2 weeks ago. And you don't know this, Bruce, but I have a couple of people that are with me and they're off a project that I'm working on, which is in the sort of neuroscience space. And so I get to talk to them about it, and I was telling them the domains that we were working in. And so here's something really interesting about what we're actually doing with these 241 classes. We are taking different domains of research. It's called transdisciplinary. And we're doing something, we're calling it pre-foundational neurology. It's the practical building of the neural, somatic, meaning it's in your body knows information before your mind does, and spiritual architecture of a leader before the mission load arrives. This isn't coaching, it's not formation, it's not therapy, it's the deliberate, science-grounded, Christ-anchored installation of the cognitive and nervous system capacity a founder will need, built in the window before it's needed, and delivered in the conditions where it can be stored, maintained, and used once they get out into the field. But here's where this science is coming from. Did you know that most leaders in any kind of humanitarian endeavor leave within the first 4 years? 75% are gone by year seven, and in 4 weeks is the typical pre-field preparation window. I'm trying to remember where I put this. I've got this in like a white paper. And the reason why this is really important is that, where's my sightings here? It's based on natural decision-making science. This is Gary Klein, who won a Nobel Prize for his work. And so we did cognitive neuroscience, behavioral economics, embodied cognition, contemplative neuroscience. All of these practices that we do in our classes, Bruce and Bob and everybody, they're all designed before your nervous system is overloaded. So we go through strategy, how you want to think and feel, so you're moving out of that scarcity architecture before it happens, so that you're not in that tight, okay, I'm coming out of corporate America and the only thing I know is competition, or I've never been in such a high-stakes environment where so much is expected of me and I'm going to have anxiety that it's too big for me. And it was really amazing to look over who's been in these classes for 5 years. We've been doing these classes for 5 years, and it's based on me doing this, you know, doing this work for 35 years. And so designing this for humanitarian founders and the world that is yet to come, which was the most fun part, is studying what are the things people are going to need to be thinking about. So I'm going to give you a hint about something, and then I'll give you my what I'm going to make available to people. But this is going to blow your mind when you really think about it. It's something I'm looking at. Everything that I do, I'm designing so that I can be preemptive for myself, too. What are you going to do, and how are you going to get around in the money is everywhere environment? So think about this. When your chief of staff, your project manager, the people that you think are your friends that you're going to pulling up alongside you, that may have some projects of their own, and everybody around them is adjusting to this new environment, what are you going to be saying to them? What are you going to say to the housekeeper to keep her so she stays in your space, or the chief of staff, when money isn't the object? Did you know there is radical research, and I'm going to bring that research on Thursday night, that you're going to have to think about how you connect to people, even romantic partners. It's not going to be about what you can buy for people anymore. Because there's research that says when money has been the primary motivator, and then there's plenty of it, you're going to have to go to all new structure. Think about that. The person that's coming to work in your house, the person that's coming to work for you, everybody's got money. What are you going to say to them? What's going to keep them working for you before they jump ship? Because it isn't going to be about money. So let that be a fun thing to play with. These are the kinds of nuanced insights that you have to slow down. And I'm so proud of the people that have invested in the pod because they're so passionate about being able to see what is coming. It's strategic foresight, really. And designing the new systems where people are going to be living with different values. You know, and you can wax and say, okay, we're going to be faith-based and we're going to do this. But if you don't look deeper and say, what needs to be built into our environment? And I think Bob has done a really, he's at the front of this because he's built, and I'd like to say the culture I have with the pod is too, and what you're doing, Bruce, with the big call. We're all at the forefront. But now we're going to be called to build cultures and thinking that is radically different than what got us to where we are now. I mean, it's seriously radically different. And that's why people come and take course after course after course, because they're kind of tearing down the old walls and structure of the world that they internalized, took on, or the identity that had them kind of trapped in limitation. So we created a course called The Liberated Humanitarian. You may read a testimonial that came in over the weekend. And here's what somebody said. I just finished the first two Liberated Humanitarian calls and was amazed by the relief I felt. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by the complexity of what I've taken on or about to take on, I felt clearer, calmer, and more capable. The way you helped us think differently about change, leadership, and our place in the future was incredibly freeing. This is some of the most refreshing and empowering learning I've experienced in years. Jack. So those are the kinds of things that we hear. But here's the really significant piece about what we do in our classes. So we're taking these disciplines. It's based on Christ's teachings, okay? So you're familiar with what Christ wanted you to live. Christ brought those teachings out 2,000 years, and look at the world that we're in. So it's safe to say we need to do better. And so what we took was these somatic and neuroscience-based principles. Watch me do this right here, right now, live on this call. You can't get what you want to have, and it's no fault of yours, because most people don't know this. If your nervous system doesn't know how to integrate information in a way that makes you feel safe. So sometimes when people have a big goal or a big idea, it's just too big for their nervous system. And they get shaky and they don't know how to make decisions in alignment with that. And what we do is we have neuroplasticity in Christ meditations that allow you to go to the state where you're actually living from, who would you be if you designed your life for rhythm, for a pace, for a way that your nervous system could take on, and you thought about it so you don't have 100 people in your family calling you all at once, or, you know, all the stuff, all the noise that is the normative for most people. And we get you to slow down, and we get you to reflect so that your body feels, you and your body feel listened to. You can't do this if you're not listening to the deepest part of yourself. You cannot do it. Cannot do it. I'm serious. Look at all your friends. Look at all your friends. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. My grandmother used to talk about, we used to ring the chickens and watch them run around the, this is in Mississippi. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Eight people that are taking these amazing new, and this is all, you've got white papers in this stuff. So we're really proud of, we're lucky. We're independent researchers, and we get to pull together these siloed, which is why I said, all these things have been separated, these siloed hallmark research that makes it so that it's accessible for your nervous system. You don't get, Stephen Porges' polyvagal theory next to neuroscience, next to leadership science, next to learning science. You don't get that anywhere else. But you're going to get it in an integrated system that's going to allow you to be in your highest wisdom in Christ. You're going to go to church. You're going to hear about Christ. But they're not going to be, you could go to Columbia University, you could go to Harvard, you could go to Stanford, but they aren't integrated across. Here we are at the start of a new earth. Who are you going to be? How is your rhythm? What are the things you want to do? And how are we going to help you integrate into this new wealth, so your feet are on the ground, your mind is infinite, your heart is open, and you can walk this out with clarity and trust and a nervous system that will stabilize the people around you. You've got to have a spine to do that. And you're not running around chasing dopamine and running around doing this and that and this and that. You're going to have little bits of that. But you better believe that if you're holding Zim or currency and you're kind of superficially, I'm on a rant a little bit, and you're kind of superficially saying, we're going to do this, you better be getting grounded in it. This is called pre-operational, based on mission, pre-mission preparation. And it's like a stress inoculation. It's operational pre-preparation. And the military has the rigor, but they have no Christological frame, no humanitarian application, no founder population. And thanks to Bruce, I really have to give you credit, Bruce, because there's something in you that trusted what was getting built here. And you should hear the testimonials we have. You hear them every. I don't overload the testimonials. It's kind of the same things that astronauts' psychological readiness protocols, identity stabilization before decision load, founders entering a new operational season. And then it's kind of like elite athlete neuroscience, kind of autonomic regulation, attentional control, pre-performance states. The science exists, but nobody's run it through a Christian frame for humanitarian founders. And so this is so important because it doesn't have to be heavy. It can be, it's like if you walked, and I'm almost done. If you could see and walk into an environment and you're seeing with a more holistic lens, which is why Bob has supplements that are going to stabilize your cellular system so that your embodied system, your ability for your body to hold a healthier charge. It's pretty cool how it all came together. That's what he's doing, and he's also working with nervous system states and health. It's going to start with a healthy system. That healthy system, it's close. It's local. It's embodied. If you don't have a healthy system, you can't do this. Well, ours is a healthy inner architecture that's designed for the future, that's based on Christ, but is going to stabilize your capacity, expand it, stabilize it, grow it, and root it so that with money, you're not running around trying to prove your worth by overbuilding, overdoing, over. If you look around at the people, which is a trauma response, Gabriel Mate talks about this a lot, proving that they can build things. What if you could build something that was beautiful, had movement, had meaning, had a culture that people loved, was about building something rare because it was so healthy. It was healthy. Would you even be able to know what healthy growth would look like? What kind of clarity had to be in that vision? What kinds of things you'd have to be thinking about to stabilize, to create that, to allow that to exist in the age of AI? Would you know that? That is why we're making Liberated Humanitarian. It's the start, the one we're going to, it's four classes. But if you want to sit, not with an urgency, I'm using clarity as my charge tonight, not with urgency, but so you can sit and begin to swim in this new expanded ocean you're about to get into. But you enter into that water so you feel comfortable. Before you're hearing, oh, it's time to get in a boat. You're walking into the water. You can listen to an hour and a half class once a week. No more than two.
Mm-hmm.
No more than two. But you have to let your mind adjust. A lot of this stuff is the fine balance between, you know, getting excited about what you can do, but being grounded so that it's like you're really able to pay attention to what's going on inside of you, outside of you, and the people around you. Those are going to be the new skills. And the more skilled you are internally, the better your team, the more clarity, the more wisdom, insight gets delivered onto the planet. So here's what we're going to do. Give you a question, think about it. If you would like to feel supported, so your nervous system is able to absorb and think, yeah, I can see, okay, I could let go of that. Yeah, I could see trying this on. And you can be making decisions in a way that honors how you learn. That's why you would want to purchase Liberated Humanitarian. All you have to do is send an email to Integrated Minds. Integration will be everything. integratedminds@hushmail.com, and just say Liberated and it's $200. It's four classes. That's $50 a class. And it's going to step you into, it's like you're just, you know, like when you're getting onto the freeway, it's like you're just hitting the accelerator a little bit. It's going to get you out of stagnancy. It's going to get you out of too much. I have no idea where I'm going to start. It's just going to ease you into it. So if you'd like ease, if you'd like clarity, if you'd like to get your, if you're committed to doing what you say you're going to do, then I urge you. We're developing a whole class to prevent the preparation gap. And we're calling it the case for neurosovereign inoculation. This is a, so everyone on this planet can become sovereign. And not a basket. So you want to prevent basket caseness? Just send us an email. And that's my tonight.
Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Appreciate that. Yeah, that's quite a segment, really. I think so. I think that would be a wonderful course for everybody to have.
It's hard to believe, Bruce. 241. Wow.
241 classes. Yes.
A lot of classes. That's
amazing.
That's a lot of research. That's a lot of research.
That's a lot of research. A lot of living.
It is.
You think about it. Really is. You did great, Sue. And I love that you have that. And it's available now. And I'll talk about it in my segment.
Well, I really have to thank you, Bruce, because it's a really, I mean, I have some serious people and they're going, holy, how, I had an incredible audience, incredible meaning, and these are people hungry to do good in the world, and they just needed a few little additions, and they were just like, wow, it's going to be amazing. So it's going to be a whole new category, so I'm excited. And so thank you, Bruce, is the point of that.
Sue, how is our little kitty cat friend Leo doing?
Leo is much better.
Good. Leo, I think it's fun that J&K have Leo and you had Cleo.
I know. Yeah, I know. They hadn't thought of that. We hadn't thought of that. That's good. I know.
Leo and Cleo.
I know.
They would have been good friends, I bet.
Uh-huh.
All right, Sue. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm always thinking about Leo. Leo the lion kitty. He's a good lion kitty, I bet. All right. All right, let's segue on over on our non-segue segues. And thanks, Sue, for that segment.
You're welcome.
Bob, And let's see, Bob. We'll see where we are. I know we love our testimonials, so hopefully there are some more that came in since Thursday. And I think everything's rolling right along on the sale for magnesium and zinc at 45% off when you buy a Myotrol. I think a lot of people have taken advantage of the Myotrol shipment that we got in. And that's been a week ago yesterday that we got that in. So what do you think, Bob? Any testimonials or anything else we need to talk about?
Well, there's no testimonials today, but there are some reviews.
Okay.
And so this review came in. This gentleman was saying, my CRP is now below 1.
Good.
And I'm working to get it lower. My doctor thinks that 1 is more than I need. Wouldn't you know it? this is actually a testimonial, Bruce, but in our platform that collects them, they call them reviews.
Okay,
so
all right,
choose.
Cool.
You get to choose. It's like having the double teaching today, Sue. Yeah,
that's right.
We have people can choose from a review or a testimonial. And
all right.
So what does this mean? My CRP is now below one. So really, quite honestly, in the world of health and wellness, this is just about as good a news as you can possibly get.
Yeah, it's great.
And CRP stands for C-reactive protein, which is a measure of your inflammation. And why it's so important is that essentially human beings are born, and from the time they're born, they begin to age from what's called oxidative stress. And it's as soon as they're born, they hit the atmosphere that is highly concentrated in oxygen, which gives life and also takes life.
Yeah.
Because the act of breathing creates oxidative stress that literally over the course of 85 to 100 years burns your body up with these byproducts of aerobic life. And it's measured, how fast you're burning yourself up is measured in a few different ways, but primarily by C-reactive protein. The average person is a 3, which means that even if they never get sick, they'll probably die of old age right around 85 years old on average.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will live much longer than that, but believe it or not, some people will die of old age when they're younger than 85 years old, even if they never get sick. And so to be able to say that my CRP is now below 1, it means that it's less than a third of the average person. And there's really no telling how long this person will live, because it's going to be beyond 85 years old for certain. And it's been only a short period of time in history where people have the capability to reduce their inflammation the way we do now.
Right.
Back, you know, before the discoveries of enzymes and nutrients and free radicals, going back just 100 years ago, before we had those discoveries, people just kind of went along and aged how they were going to age. And now we can take control of that aspect of aging and ingest products such as trimethylglycine and glutathione and superoxide dismutase, vitamins and minerals that are antioxidants, and we can slow our rate of aging from oxidative stress dramatically. And we also know from research that a good target to get your CRP to is 0.5. And there's a lot of research papers written about that. And for someone's doctor to say you don't need to go any lower, they probably don't make a practice of reading the research on this particular topic.
Right.
And going to 0.5 or below basically will mean that the adult onset diseases that are caused by inflammation, usually starting at around age 65, that's just not going to happen to you. And so that was one testimonial, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And we got this other one. Yeah, we got this other one that said this. Collagen shifted my body so fast, I ordered it because of an unexpected imbalance and severe pain in the bones of my left leg. balance and rheumatoid arthritis has been ongoing. But at this point, I was unable to walk from the bedroom to the kitchen without pain, and I was missing my Zumba and chisel classes at the gym. After only 2 weeks, I was back in the gym at about 75% of my normal workout. With the aid of compression braces, the balance was better and the pain was nearly gone. What an amazing product. Thank you, Boomers. And
Bob,
this
what, is
what,
what are chisel classes? What are chisel?
I don't know.
I know
I've never
Zumba
heard of that.
Is,
before,
but what are chisel?
Right.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
No, I don't know what a chisel class is, but we could use our imagination and imagine that it's some kind of weightlifting class that makes you chiseled.
Yeah, that makes you ripped, shredded. Yeah.
Hey.
Exactly.
Yeah. To shred on.
What did you say, Sue?
Get your shred on.
Get
Go
your
ahead.
Shred on. Shred on, girl. Exactly. That's a good one, Bob. I like it.
Yeah, so here's another testimonial. This one's about staying regular. This is about our probiotics. This man writes in, great product that I use in the Boomer Elixir in the morning. Seems to keep me regular, along with the bulk from my barley.
That's true. That's right.
Here's a lady who wrote in about Super Strong, our roll-on pain relief, that was using CBD-based product as a roll-on and to get rid of inflammation and stiffness. And she's writing in to say that the Super Strong is working better than the CBD product.
How about that?
And here's a person wrote in about ashwagandha. I originally purchased this for my wife, and she commented that for her, it did not help. I ran out that bottle, and after I went off of them, I realized the true calming it did for my mind. Mm. I bought this bottle, and I'm back on the wagon with better sleep, I mean, more clear thoughts, and less mind clutter. And it's interesting, you know, today I was talking to a woman and her son. Her son was in his 30s, and he had acquired or somehow got this issue with his whole way that he processes information that made him very frightened of, like, his own shadow. And he would sit in his chair and wouldn't be able to get up and move because he was afraid he was going to bump into something and get hurt or fall and get hurt, even though he didn't have any kind of difficulty with walking or balance. It was like fear would come over him. And he had all these different fears like that. And he had tried probably 20 different things that he had gone for treatment for to try to get better. Mm-hmm. And today I was talking to him about ashwagandha, which he had tried once before, but it was just an ingredient in another product that had numerous ingredients and most certainly didn't have enough ashwagandha to really help. So I was telling him about that, but then also what he really took to was the different techniques that we have videos of on our website. And so I spent about an hour teaching him how to do havening and tapping and describing how to do the higher level aspects of the ultimate mind calming exercise, and also how to do the emotional freedom technique really effectively for his particular issue. And he started feeling better over the phone. They were up in, you know, one of the far north eastern states, like, you know, in this region of the country. It's very far north. And so I spent a whole bunch of time teaching him and his mom, who stayed on the phone, how to do this. And Sue, you'll be happy to know that the one they took to really well, which was starting to work just right while we were on the phone, was the havening technique.
Wow.
And they're now going to go together and watch the video about it and learn to do it better. And they're going to use both our ashwagandha and lignans. And his mom is interested in the lignans for a different reason, but lignans also help people with anxiety. So if anybody's listening and you have a friend with anxiety that's, you know, holding them back, definitely have them go on our website, learn to do havening and the emotional freedom technique and all like that, and try out the ashwagandha. And we've had lots of people that have used ashwagandha and lignans together with really great success. And then, Bruce, in regard to our sale, we added something to it, which, you know, our sale we were talking about last week was when people get their Myotrol, they can also get with it a magnesium at a 45% discount. And that's still going on, but we also added something else to it, which is our vitamin B complex, which they can get for 45% off now also. Vitamin B is a important thing because there's three different B vitamins that are involved in your production of energy. And without enough of those B vitamins, you'll be low in the production of your molecule of energy, adenosine triphosphate, and it will affect every part of your body, every aspect of your body. It is dependent on the production of energy in your mitochondria. And so we thought, you know what, let's let people get that one at 45% off too.
That's cool.
And then, finally, Bruce and Sue, if you can hear us, I want you to see if you know the answer to this question or make a guess. What is the most commonly used technique for alternative and complementary medicine?
Okay, what is the most commonly used technique to solve what?
Not to solve anything, just for general in the field of complementary medicine.
Complementary medicine. Give me 1 minute and let me think.
Oh, you can't Google it. That's right.
I would say, that's so broad. Would it be meditation, relaxation, something like that?
Very close.
I got an idea, Bob.
I bet you Bruce is going to get it.
Well, okay. I don't know. Say the question one more time, and I'm going to
think
I've got it.
What is the most commonly used alternative medicine that, you know, just in general that people use if they have a medical issue?
Prayer.
What is the most common thing that they
prayer.
Would use?
Because of what you said, Bruce, it's going to be prayer.
Right.
Prayers.
Yeah,
43%.
Yep.
43% of the people use prayers.
That's good. Prayer, yeah. That should be our first go-to.
Yeah.
And so the reason I know this is I'm reading a research study that they started to do at they finished the research at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, and they have a department there, Department of Family and Community Medicine. And they did a controlled research study on the effects of prayer, and they call it direct prayer, meaning that there was somebody sitting with the person who was sick and praying for them for 5 minutes, with doing prayers for them. And in this case, the people were using Christian prayers. That's what the study was. And they compared it with music therapy, where we've known for a while that music therapy is really good for people. And what they did was a comparative observation study that that they did 5-minute sessions, and they measured the severity of pain and anxiety in people that were coming to the hospital for treatments. And what they found was that there was some small improvement for people that were getting the music therapy, but the group that was prayed for was way more effective in reducing people's pain and reducing their anxiety. Now, one of the reasons their anxiety could have gone down is because they reduced pain, and one of the reasons their pain could have gone down is it reduced their anxiety. So we really don't know if the prayer was reducing both or one, and then the one caused the other. Sure. And so you don't know. But it turns out that it also didn't matter who the people were that were being prayed for. Didn't matter if it was a man or a woman, or if it was a person who was Christian, or a person that had some other religion or no religion. The prayers still worked. And so now they're going to continue with their research, and they're going to carry it to an outpatient clinic to see if it works outpatient as well as in the hospital. And they're talking about also comparing it to pharmaceutical interventions and documenting, you know, with this continued scientific research, the value of prayer in medicine. And this is the first one that I've first study I've seen that was done at controlled comparative observation study that was longitudinal, that was done in a medical center like this. And there might have been others, but this is the first one I've seen.
Do you know Larry?
That's really cool.
Do you know Larry Dossey's work on reinventing medicine?
Yeah.
It's all about Larry Dossey is like the doctor on prayer, medicine, you know, non-local consciousness, all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So cool. Wow. That's great.
And so anyways, that's what I have for tonight. And it's 27 minutes after 10, Bruce.
Oh, I got 3 minutes. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Sue.
Yep, talk fast.
Really. I got more than 3 minutes, but I'll tell you what. We'll use this 3 minutes to tell everybody how to get to your website, because you want to go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you see that homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. When you click on it, it takes you directly into Bob's website. And then you'll be able to go through and see the products, all products, and then see what's on sale with the on sale tab, and go through and find two products at 45% off. Now, Bob, do they need to buy the Myotrol to get both magnesium and the lignans at 45% off?
Well, first off, it's not lignans, it's vitamin B. And the answer is yes.
Yes. Okay. It is vitamin B complex. Vitamin B complex. I don't know why I confused when you talked about lignans for the testimonial. All right. So thank you for that. Vitamin B complex and or magnesium with zinc, 45% off when you buy Myotrol. Okay. Thank you, Bob. That's good. Now, the 800 number to call if you need customer support is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. All right, we got that. Good. Now, you guys know how to get there. Let's jump into the intel. You guys know I create a timeline if I can for us, and I'm going to do that. Before we get on our timeline, though, let's talk a little bit about, do you guys remember about a week or two ago, I talked about the med beds being revealed or out to us or something to that effect, 6th, 7th, or 8th of June? Well, the 8th was Sunday. Okay? Check that. The 8th was Monday, yesterday. So over the weekend, and including the 8th, it wasn't that the med beds were being offered to the public or offered even to us yet, because we have to go into our exchanges first. But what it was, as I found out later, it was that we would have them securitized with military. All med bed centers have full-time military security now, and also the same thing is said about the redemption centers. So both those entities, redemption centers and med bed centers, have military on duty around the clock for security all over our country. Well, that was kind of neat to see that happen. Now, that what does that tell us? That tells us how close we are. All right, let's move from that into, this is something that should be part and is part of NASARA. When will it be announced to the public? I'm thinking it's going to be in that time frame of the 24th of June to the 4th of July. Thinking it's in that time frame. And here's what it is. Well, this doesn't affect us that don't plan to be borrowing money after this goes. But to other people who want a mortgage on a house, who might have a bank loan or will have a new bank loan or have credit cards and have a mortgage, car loans, car loan, mortgage loan, bank loan, credit card, all capped at 3%. Now, that would be an annual percentage, APR probably, 3% APR, which is a heck of a lot better than what we've had. Now, we've seen some mortgages down as low as 3% in the last few, about four or five years ago. But to have all the loans capped at that, that's pretty good for everybody else. I don't see us borrowing a nickel from anybody. Personally, I don't see it, but we'll see what happens. But this is good news. Now, when will this become effective? It's possible. I think it's possible it would be starting on the 1st of July, because we think all of NASARA is going to be rolled out as informationally to us by the 4th of July. So maybe, you know, the start of the month, start of the 1st of July, maybe that's when that 3% cap would kick in. Okay, but I found that interesting to hear that. All right, let's see what else we got. As far as our timeline, we have heard this from two different sources today, that we're looking at, if we're not, all right, here's how it was said. If we're not going to be notified by Thursday, in other words, Wednesday or Thursday, if we're not notified, tomorrow is Wednesday, if we're not going to be notified by Thursday, then it would go to the, it would go to Saturday. It would go to the weekend. If we don't get this by Thursday, we're looking at the weekend, which is probably Saturday. The other one was saying something very similar. The other one came through a Redemption Center leader that said, if this doesn't go by the 11th, which is Thursday, so we're on the same page there, it doesn't go by Thursday, then it would go between the 12th, which would be Friday, and the 15th, which is Monday. And that puts us to the weekend, between the 12th and the 15th, if we don't get notified by the 11th, which is Thursday, 2 days from now. So that seems to be the consistency of what we're getting from pretty good sources. I would say some of our very best sources. The other thing we heard was that people that we know of that needed to get back into Canada, who were out of the country as Redemption Center leaders, needed to get back today. And that's telling us that they think it's getting ready to go over the next several, 3 or 4 days. And I think that that is what we should hope for. Now, what else did we hear about the EBS? Remember I told you guys we had seemingly two separate windows for the emergency broadcast system. We've heard one that talked about taking us from the 24th of June to the 4th of July. There's a 10-day period there. And I think if that is an EBS period for us, which we believe it is, then it would probably be bringing out Nisara, that between the 24th of June and July 4th, because everything is supposed to be announced by or on July 4th that we're looking for, as far as the debt forgiveness, so-called debt jubilee, mortgage, wiped out, credit cards wiped out, all of that, which is supposed to take place either on the 4th or 5th of July. Okay, so you've got that window for EBS between the 24th of June and the 4th of July. But I'm hearing about another window for EBS that would start over the weekend, meaning after we get notified. Once we're notified, I think that's when the EBS would kick in, approximately the same time. And I don't have the latest update on bondholders, but I know one thing. They're expecting 3 emails, and they've already received their first one a few days ago. The second one is imminent, and we don't know what's in these 3, and we won't find that out probably till after it's over anyway. There's probably a moot point. But the point is that we're still looking to see if we can get an update on our bondholders in Tier 3. I really think we're going to have a pretty close to a shotgun start. I think they might go one day ahead of us. But in terms of their notifications to have access to funds, it should be pretty close to when we get started with our actual appointments. Let's see if there's anything that's otherwise that's important. I know there's a lot of pickups, and you guys know what I mean by pickups, going on, tremendous amount, in New Mexico, Arizona, and California. And those of you who live in California that hear my voice, I hope you will put your emphasis behind Steve Hilton for governor. I think he's going to be your best shot for that. And you said, well, Bruce, my family, we grew up Democrat. We've only voted Democrat. That's all we've ever known. I think you should think again. I think you should see what state LA is in and the state of California in general. Such a beautiful state with tremendous resources and potential has been absolutely milked dry, and it needs to be resurrected. With a new mayor, a new governor, a new AG, everybody new. And I think it'd be a great place to live once you had all that lined out. The other thing is, you know, in the last election, we had overwhelming support for President Trump. And that support is still there. But a lot of evangelical Christians, and you guys know I'm one of them, preaching to the choir here, a lot of people, including evangelical Christians, did not get out and vote. And I'll tell you what, no candidate is perfect. And President Trump isn't perfect. But he was God's choice for this position. I absolutely believe that. And he's really doing a remarkable job. He really is doing great. And his 80th birthday is on Sunday, the 14th of June, which is also Flag Day. So, I think for his birthday present, he's going to have mixed martial arts events, let's call it, at the White House. Maybe that's going to be his birthday present. But we believe that we're going to get notified, if not by Thursday, then over the weekend. And I'm looking forward to that, you guys. I really am. I want all of us to get out and vote the midterms. And you know the corruption that is going on in California right now on that mayoral race in L.A. and the fact they want 30 days to count these absentee ballots and all of that noise is just a con. That's just another way for them to cheat and try to steal that mayoral election. So, I think they're trying to put a stop to it, but we'll see how they do on that. But there's a lot going on that is still cleanup, and the cleanup should be done by the weekend. So that alone may push us through the weekend. The cleanup is supposed to be done by then. Because I know some numbers and I can't put them out, but it's really an ongoing thing. So, I'm going to say this is a great time right now before all this goes to get in touch with Sue by email to pick up that four-class course known as Liberated Humanitarian. And we can just use the name, the word liberated, and put 200 behind it in the subject line of the email that you send her. Because Liberated 200 is $200 investing in this tremendous course that you can listen to over 4 days. You're not supposed to listen to more than two classes in one day, Sue said. So just spread it out, listen to it over 4 days. Each class is about an hour and a half long, and you've got a Christ-based meditation and some music for that on each of the teachings, and it is interactive, and you'll get it as an audio download, and then you'll be able to listen to it at your own pace. All you do is send Sue an email to integratedminds, integratedminds for minds, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And it's $200. Let her know if you have PayPal. And even if you don't have PayPal, let her know. And then she'll create another way for you to pay for it with an invoice. And put your name and your cell phone number in your email. So in case she needs to text you, she can do it. More than likely, she will only email you. And watch your emails. Make sure when you send her the first one, you'll get a response back. Look for that. And then keep on looking for further emails to come about how you're paying for your course. Liberated. I just put Liberated 200. In the subject line. Send that off to her tonight and get that out, and she'll do her very best to get that out to you. And remember, once we get our 800 numbers, Sue's not going to be doing any more sending out of classes. So just be aware of that. Take advantage of it while you can. And I think you'll really enjoy that. Class, that course. All right, let's see. Anything else I can think of? We've got our new timeline. We've got two timelines on the EBS. And you know what? I don't know if they're going to be concurrent. I don't think so. You know what I mean? Or contiguous, where one meets with the other. But I know we've got a 24th of June through the 4th of July, and we've got this weekend starting. And it might go right, I mean, it might be ongoing, but I think we'd all get blown away if we had too much EBS at one time. So, but I do know they plan to announce what is included in our Nasara, and we should be looking forward to getting those tariff dividends. I contend we don't get a tariff dividend until we get notified. I don't see that going out until we get our numbers, but it's possible. So that could be happening kind of any day now. And then the Doge and the R&R are going to be, for those of us that are exchanging and redeeming our ZIM at the Redemption Center, that will be at the Redemption Center. The only other thing to add is that, you know, we've been mirrored. Our accounts have been mirrored on the Quantum Financial System, the QFS, for quite a while, probably 2 years now. But as of last Thursday, our accounts are live on the Quantum Financial System, the QFS. And some of the information that we're getting is saying gold is king. And it's talking about a time frame over the next 3 or 4 days. And even though we know Jesus is really King and Lord of Lords and King of Kings, gold is very important, and we will be going back on a version of the gold standard with the USN. Okay? So we have cryptocurrencies like XRP backing up our digital currency, if you will, and backing up the value of the USN. And, you know, it's all coming together. So that's really what I wanted to say tonight. And I hope everybody got it. So we will plan a call for Thursday night. Let's see what happens. Don't know if we'll have numbers by then or not, but I think we could. Remember, if we don't get them by Thursday the 11th, we should get them over the weekend. So let's go with that. Let me thank Sue for a wonderful call, and thank you, Bob. Great information. Sue had a wonderful segment. I really enjoyed it. And she's got a great offering with Liberated Humanitarian. So be sure to take advantage of it. Bob's got a sale going over at Boomers. Check that out. Make sure you're up to speed. You've got your Myotrol and anything else that you might need. Because we got the vitamin B complex and the magnesium on sale at 45% off. So thank you, Bob, for that. Let's just thank everybody. Like Pastor Scott, I don't know where you are. I don't know if I can find your number somehow, or somebody I know might have his number. I'm thinking of a person right now that might have it, and then we'll see if we can track him down. Jeannie, thank you so much for your continued support. And thank you, Doug. Thank you, GCK. Thank you, Satellite Team, for keeping the call up, out, all over the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to the Big Call for 15 years. And let's hope that we have some action by Thursday, as far as our notifications, okay? Well, let's pray out the call. Lord God, we thank you so much that you've provided the information that we have, and you've provided a vehicle, a platform for us to get it out. Thank you for everybody that's listening and has been paying attention to the Big Call for 15 years, many of them. And thank you for just every opportunity that we have to help people and to let them know what this is going to all be about. Thank you for the plans that we have, and the plans that we have to uplift humanity and to just level the playing field around the globe. Thank you for this blessing. Help us to be very good stewards of it as we pray for it to occur in the timeline has been allotted tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. We'll see you on Thursday, same time, same station.